Emergency calls from across Mid-Essex. Here is the roundup of how police and fire crews dealt with emergency calls across Mid-Essex. Police stopped searching for a missing Halstead man after a body was found in countryside between Stysted and Greenstead Green. Michael Katz had earlier been reported missing. A statement said, "Michael's family have been informed and we are supporting them. The man's death is not being treated as suspicious and a file will be prepared for the coroner." A man in his 80s died in a single vehicle crash in the early hours of Thursday at Mark's Farm roundabout in Braintree. The accident was spotted by a senior paramedic while en route to another incident. It closed the roundabout throughout the morning, closing both the A120 and A131, causing significant delays across Braintree and beyond. The man, Charlie Hung Rag, had been banned from entering any Co-op store in Chelmsford. Magistrates imposed the order after the 23-year-old appeared before them, charged with two counts of shop theft from the Co-op in New Street, Chelmsford. Hunt Rag of High Street has also been charged with two counts of breaching a three-year criminal behaviour order imposed in August 2023. He has been remanded on unconditional bail until April 9th. Eight crews of firefighters battled a blaze in a large barn at Newhall Lane in Mundon, which led to advice for those living nearby to close their windows. They were able to prevent the flames from spreading between buildings, but some teams were at the site for more than 6 hours damping down. Homeowners have been advised to take more care over their cookers after crews dealt with 12 separate hob fire incidents in February. Essex Fire and Rescue advised everyone to keep their hobs clear after cooking and switch the hob off at the wall when not in use. Police arrested a 31-year-old man on suspicion of the production of cannabis and a 24-year-old man on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of drugs following early morning raids in Witham. Both have since been released under investigation while inquiries continue. Police arrested 138 people during a half-term knife crime crackdown, it has been revealed. In all, 243 people were stopped and searched, 1,500 speed checks undertaken, and 91 uninsured cars seized. People have been arrested on suspicion of rape in connection with ongoing investigations across the county into four separate incidents. Essex Police's Operational Support Group executed the warrants and made the arrests in locations across Dunmow and Colchester. Car left the road and smashed through the fire exit of Quickfit Tyre Repairs at Fullbridge in Maldon in the early hours of Saturday. It is not known if the driver was injured. Three people have been arrested as part of an investigation into a man in his 30s being assaulted in an area between Defiant Drive and Wellesley Road, Malden, in late afternoon. Two men, aged 25 and 42, and a 19-year-old woman have been arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm and released on bail until May 23rd. The public's help is being sought to find missing 15-year-old Cassie Dilworth from Heybridge. Last seen on Friday afternoon, police believe she may be in the Witham or Malden areas. A motorcyclist was taken to hospital following a two-vehicle accident on the A120 in Bradwell Village on Friday, which caused evening traffic delays. Police reported the injury was not thought to be serious.